Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. Another podcast. Welcome to podcast 69. Today, I don't think it's going to be one of the huge podcasts and stuff. First of all, I would like to start saying a little bit about, the fact that we do have... I have some better results on my ad accounts, across my ad accounts. Basically, let me tell you what I observe. You can take whatever you want from this. The first thing that I'm observing is that my bigger ad accounts, they're recovering completely. I'm seeing some ad accounts that they're stubborn and still they are not recovering. And over there, I'm just starting replacing campaigns from the past because... if you think of it, we were talking about not doing that and wait for these campaigns that are going to recover and so on. But if my theory, which we discussed on the previous podcast about the campaigns being reset, is correct, these campaigns are not going to recover. So I'm starting replacing some from the past and one by one at a time. And I'm doing relaunches, and this has helped me in several other accounts to recover. Not all of my other accounts have recovered, but the majority has. And now I'm seeing good results across several accounts, which is not the case as the case that I had on March and April. And I'm not lying about it because I wasn't lying about it on March and April. So if we think of it, January was actually good. February was okay month, and we had some decent results. By the 15th and later, we had some, lower results. March was very bad, and April wasn't that bad because it was a medium month, because we had a good start from the 1st to the 5th, 6th, and then we had a very good finish, which is continuing up to now for me. This is what I see, but if you're seeing something different, which you're not, because I'm seeing your comments, let me know. But most of the people here that they manage several accounts, they see the same pattern, and I'm really happy that we are observing the same thing. Now, let's discuss of what we have right now in front of us. We have the Mother's Day. I didn't know it, that the Mother's Day was completely different from United Kingdom and United States. Most probably in the previous years, they were just giving me the promotions and stuff, and I never noticed it. But now that I have several accounts which are having the same brand, but in different countries with different other accounts, you have seen the case studies that I have posted about it. They told me that it's different for United Kingdom. And maybe I knew it and I didn't remember it. I don't know. The thing is that right now we have the Mother's Day coming for United States, but not for UK. And it's also for Greece. We follow the United States one. I was reading on a Triple Whale email. By the way, the Triple Whale email, which is coming, how do we call the emails as they come? All the time. So the Triple Whale newsletter, basically it's a really good, it's actually having some good information. One of the things that I read this week on this one is the NRF, I don't know what is the NRF, is expecting $33.5 billion to be spent to the Mother's Day this year. Last year we tracked over 88.4 million in ad spend the week leading up to Mother's Day, and I want to share a couple interesting insights to hopefully help you guide. And they have this print screen of apparel, fashion store, food and beverage, and home and garden about the spend, the CPMs, and the CPA. I will just leave here the table so that you can see it. Now, if we want to talk about the strategy that we're going to use on the Mother's Day, it's going to be very simple for me. I started ads at the start of the week, which are leading up to Sunday. Now, you can tell me, why didn't you tell us that in the previous podcast? I'm sorry, the baby was coming. I didn't plan my previous podcast really well, I guess. The thing is that The Mother's Day, I do consider it one of the best promos because it really has a lot of customers that they do buy only this period. I think it's one of the best among Christmas and of course Black Friday. 4th of July is also decent, and Valentine's Day, of course. Okay, so I think that these are the most powerful ones. Mother's Day is really powerful. There are a lot of people that they buy presents for that. But it's a little bit of, you cannot sell everything like in the way that you do sell on Christmas or Black Friday. It's more like Valentine's Day. You sell more specific items. And of course, that makes total sense. The way that I approached it on businesses is that I didn't do cold traffic ads. If I do, I will do an advanced plus with just a small spend because it's going to be just a week, unless if I'm working with a brand which is super seasonal. For example, there are brands that they are working much better during Black Friday and Christmas period. Then the sales are dropping. Then they pick up again on Valentine's. Then they are dropping. Then they pick up again on Mother's Day. Over there, I would do more aggressive strategies, maybe 1 month before or 2 weeks before the Mother's Day. For the other normal brands, I would do more of a retargeting for my core audience for the Mother's Day, and that would be. Of course, you can spend a lot of money also with retargeting if you have high spends on cold traffic. One thing that I noticed with one brand and I wanted to discuss is that I have seen brands that they are consistently having trained pixels only for the Christmas period or whatever, and then the sales are dropping. I have tried to change the course of these pixels and make them work also on other periods, but it looks like it's almost impossible. If you're having a brand which is having products which are really, really heavily focused and oriented to these periods, just try to advertise throughout the whole year in order for you to be able to have also revenue on the other months instead of just advertising on Christmas and Black Friday or on Mother's Day and stuff, because this is going to make your pixel super oriented to people that they just buy on these occasions and on these promo periods. And I have seen consistently with two brands, I think, that whenever you do ads outside of these periods, they're not getting the results that we do want. Even if we don't use a promo or not, okay, don't think that because we use a promotion code and stuff. We do use promotion codes also with the same discount, but it just doesn't work on other periods. Yes, it's seasonal for these brands, but I do believe, because there are products that they can sell also in other periods, I do believe that the pixels got trained to this kind of audience, people that they just buy on these periods, and you have to be careful. I know that it's easier for you and comfort zone to do ads only then, but then you are having a pixel that you cannot actually use throughout the whole year, and maybe this is very bad for your business if this is not the side hustle. Before we go to the questions, I have this over here, which I want to point out. So it says, please make a video on solving this error on Facebook ads, mismatching promotable object, the page or app. This ad is promoting mismatches with the one specific during the account creation, and he has hashtag and the number. I tell him, you asked me to find a needle in a haystack. I need to be able to see the error to solve it. Basically, guys, don't send me errors, because in order for me to solve an error or try to see what is working or that, I have to play with it, okay? I'm not a computer, you know, to just go immediately have the solution for you. And then he says, I already gave you the whole error text above and the code, please check. It's like, guys, some of you don't understand that, you know, I cannot... Do you know the number, by the way... 1815645 most probably means that there are another 1 million. Yeah, so there are going to be 1 million or 2 million errors, you know, that you have to that they're out there, you know. Most probably most likely there is nobody that knows all of them. Unless if it's an AI, I guess. So the problem here is that if you have an error, don't send me your error, because if I'm not going to be able to have the same error on my PC, I wouldn't be able to actually solve it. Now, guys, let's go to your questions. If you hear any noises on the background, we are having a very heavy rain storm over here. So excuse me for the background noises. Let's go to the first question. Is there any way to stop people from India to see my ads? All they do is to just try to scam, and with every message they send, Facebook charges me. I'm tired of them. I block their country, but still getting that spam. It might be from the ones that are already here in the States. Guys, I have advertised not heavily, but a lot into India, Pakistan, and to Middle East countries. I don't know why, but it's inside their mentality. Or in Philippines, I had the same issue. They do like to do scam orders. For example, also in these countries, like in Greece also, we still have it. We have the pay on delivery. A lot of people just order and they don't take the product at the end. So you might see 8 ROAS, for example, on the account. In reality, you have 2 because a lot of people don't take their orders. I don't know why these countries and these people, they have this mentality of doing a scam order, or if they are playing, I really don't. But it's, you can see it all the time consistently on Middle East countries, on Pakistan, India, and Philippines. I don't understand it. I don't get it. What kind of joy someone gets out of that? Now, obviously, if you are having here the targeting of India, it would be a problem. If you are having worldwide, it would be a problem even if you exclude the country of India. What I would certainly propose here is, instead of doing worldwide targeting, to do specific countries only. Now, I know that most probably you have gotten outside of your Shopify store the option for Indians to check out and all of that, which is also another thing that you should do. But if you're doing worldwide, just try to do only specific countries without doing worldwide and excluding, because there's always going to be another country which is coming. Sometimes it's is Algeria, sometimes it's Turkey, for some reason, sometimes is Angola, sometimes it's something, Morocco, which is going to come there and it's going to spend a lot of money for no reason, or you're going to have scam orders. So my proposal is to just don't run worldwide, just run specific countries. And of course, just try to, you know, always exclude even. And not only that, just also try to not let them check out from this country into your website. Next one. I duplicated and relaunched my Advanced Plus shopping campaign with same five ads as before, with minor adjustments after I upgraded the formula of my dietary supplement. All 5 ads are for the same product, and it allocated 90% of the budget to the ad that barely had any budget allocated to it in the previous version of the campaign. The problem is that the CPM for this ad is now double compared to the other ad has previously, resulting in double CPM for the campaign overall. Daily budget is only 50 for this campaign. Would you recommend pausing this ad and wait a week until the algorithm does its thing, and then a week later resume this problematic ad again? Okay, so the fact that we are doing optimization on the Advanced Plus campaigns because we do believe that we can fix things. Over here, we are having one ad which is taking a lot of budget for no reason, and it's allocating a lot of budget, so it's more expensive for you without having results and with higher CPM. It's good for you to go and close it and just let it allocate the budget to the other ads. The other thing that I have to say here is that you should not resume it later. You should just keep optimizing until you are able to make your campaign profitable. Close if something is not working. That's why we have so many videos explaining the Advantage Plus optimization and how we do it. And keep doing the optimization process until you have something good, or just close the campaign, try something else, or try even to relaunch it and try all over again. But again, I see that you did minor adjustments. One note here, if something is working, you might think that you did a minor adjustment, but maybe it's not a minor adjustment. So if something has worked before in a campaign, just duplicate it as it is. Don't try to change more the things. Next one. When you say to duplicate Advanced Plus with different creatives, do you take into consideration the budget? Very good question. Okay, let's go for it. Meaning, if you have one creative with 1,500 per day on advanced post campaign, it wouldn't be recommended to continue duplicating the same creative. But if you start with five creatives and 100 budget, is it fine to duplicate two or three times to double the budget? That's the best question of the week. You are completely right. You are completely right. If I have small budgets over here, it's not the same, you know, you can duplicate more, even the same creatives. The problem, my friend, is that if I say something like this, which I did say, but I'm going to say also this, is that all the people, they're just going to abuse what I say and they're just going to try to duplicate things even if they spend a lot of money to it. And then they will blame me for it. So what I'm doing is I'm playing safe and I'm telling them that, hey, the best thing, which is the truth, the best thing to do is duplicate and run it with other creatives. That's the best thing that you can do. But yes, you are right. If you're running with 100 and do another 100 with the same creatives of Advanced Plus, most probably you won't have an issue. And you will have an issue the more you spend to it. Okay. You're completely right. I'm trying to play a little bit safe here, telling what is the best thing to do. But the more experienced people like you, they got it. This is the end of the first part of the Facebook Ads Breaking News podcast. If you don't want to miss the second half of the podcast, where I'm answering all the remaining questions of the week, visit my Patreon page following the link on the description. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.